Merry Christmas. In celebration of the Nativity of our Lord, would the congregation please stand for the processional hymn? Together we read Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Yet the sea roars, and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
Most merciful God, you gave your eternal word to become incarnate for the pure of the pure virgin. Grant your people grace to put away fleshly lusts and desires, that they may be ready for your visitation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the Nativity of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels winds, and his ministers a flame of fire." But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like a robe, you will roll them up. Like a garment, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated now as the hymn of the day is sung.
Thank you.
blessed and joyous Christmas be to all of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Think of your family. Think of your friends. Think of the people you know the best in your life. These are the people you surround yourself with. These are the people most like you, and the people you share the most in common with. And these are the people you want to have around you, to spend time with you, to share experiences and memories together. Now, you may have those also in your lives, in your minds, in your hearts, whom you admire the most, who inspire you, those who are your role models to be better in this life. Maybe even the famous people you wish you could meet and get to know. But maybe you've moved past that as well, and you know that those types of relationships are rare, and they are often fleeting. So who of the upper echelons of society around us and the world that we know would actually want to spend time with us, to dwell in our midst? Most would likely not. But that is no knock against any of us. It's simply a fact of life. But what is also a fact of life, the most important one, is that the God of the entire universe wants to dwell with you. That God wants to dwell with His creation is evident from the very beginning. God is a hands-on God, especially when it comes to making mankind. All of the other creatures He made simply by speaking. But God made Adam by taking hold of the dust of the earth and fashioning his body in His own image. God then set Adam in the perfect garden to enjoy the life that God had created for him. Adam's breath of life was breathed into him directly by God. And after Adam's sin, he heard God still walking in the garden, likely a common activity of the God who loves to be with his people. God continued then to come to his people even after their fall into sin, especially in the person of his word, the Son of God. God directly spoke to Adam and to those who came after him who led their families. Enoch was blessed to walk with God and was miraculously translated away from the earth. Noah received word from God regarding the coming flood and the construction of the ark. Jacob wrestled with God through the entire night. God visited Moses in a burning bush, and he remained present with his people all throughout their wilderness wanderings in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. At Mount Sinai, the people of God could see his presence physically located on that mountaintop as clouds encircled the peak, and it was always set ablaze with fire. Yahweh God, the true God, had the tabernacle built, the tent of meeting in the Old Testament, so that his presence could always be known and seen with his people. And then he had the Ark of the Covenant created to especially indicate his presence right there with his chosen people. Later, the temple would be constructed and be built as the house of God on earth. So the Lord continued to be with his people, even the three men in the fiery furnace, Daniel in the lion's den, and Jonah in the belly of the big fish. But back to the tabernacle. This was also known as the meeting place for God with his people, the tent of meeting. And the Greek translation of the Hebrew word for tabernacle is the same word we hear in John chapter 1. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, or tabernacled, tented among us. How appropriate it is for John, a former Jew, to use the word that would have had such a dramatic connection with Old Testament theology, a word that his own people would know and cherish. The God who loves to dwell with his people has taken on the tent of our human flesh, now dwells with his own people in the closest way possible. He now bears our flesh, our Emmanuel, truly God with us. And Christmas, this day, is all about this, the dwelling of God with his people, God in the flesh. The birth of Jesus, of course, has the divine fingerprints all over it. Gabriel, the angel, is sent by God to announce Jesus' birth to Mary. The angels appear to the shepherds to inform them of Jesus' birth. And then the virgin gives birth to her son. The angels then sing his praises and they worship the Christ, their Lord, their commander, the Lord God of Sabaoth. And of course, Jesus, Son of God, is a humble little baby. All of the power of the Most High God was present right there, wrapped in swaddling cloths. He who is the Word of God, who is with God from the beginning, is now come to be with his people, to have his own flesh and blood. All of that presence of God with his people through the past led up to that grand moment, the revelation of the incarnation of God. The creator of all heaven and all earth, of all mankind, of everything there is, came to dwell in the midst of his own creation. He came for the purpose of making it possible then to dwell together forever. For Adam's sin had ruined that perfect relationship, and all of us have likewise inherited that sin, and in our lives have gratuitously added to it. Our sin thus makes it impossible to dwell with God, for he is holy. We are not. His holiness cannot tolerate unholiness. That which is light cannot exist with darkness. And Jesus, of course, came as the light of the world. But the darkness of sin refused Jesus its light. And so sin continues its push hard back against and its rejection of God and his holiness, and even his love. And yet, God is relentless. He came to his own nonetheless. God knows full well the immensity of our sin, how it thoroughly infects and destroys his creation. The Son of God took on that same flesh to cleanse it, to purify us from all our sin, to give us new hearts, and on the last day, newly resurrected and perfected bodies, similar unto his own. Our good and gracious God does not stop there, though, with the incarnation. The Lord Jesus ascended back to his Father, but before he departed, he promised his disciples and all his people that he would be with them always, to the end of the age. And so the Lord Jesus attached his grace to his spoken word which has been written down for our benefit and our blessing, and is spoken here in our midst today. The grace of Christ, given by him in his death on the cross, is attached by him to the waters of holy baptism and to the bread and the wine of his sacrament of the altar. And so Jesus, the Christ, comes to us, his people, again and again, just like we heard again, the season of Advent, the season of coming. All of this is exactly as Christ the Lord has always wanted it to be. Now, you know when others are around you, you can hear them, you can see them, and some you can even smell. The same is true for Jesus. You know that he is among you as well. You hear him speak to you in the Word. Jesus said that his sheep know his voice, and of course they follow him. Now, while we do not know the exact timbre or pitch of Jesus' human voice, we know the content of what he says. So when the gospel is rightly proclaimed and his word is taught in its truth and its purity, you know you are hearing Jesus. And the Lord Jesus has also united himself unto you in baptism. And so now you bear the image of Christ upon you, and you see Christ Jesus in each other when you are quick to forgive and show kindness and compassion to each other. While our senses of smell are not so involved with the presence of Christ, our sense of taste is. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You do so when you partake of his body and his blood in Jesus' own supper. You can be sure, 100%, that you have dwelling with you the God of the universe, for he loves you so thoroughly that he has given his Son for you. Christ Jesus, God's beloved Son, has come in your flesh, taken upon your sin, and died upon the cross for your forgiveness. The God of all creation, the Lord of everything, loves to be with you and will come again on the last day to take you to be with him forever in his perfect kingdom. St. John, the author of our gospel text for Christmas, is also the author of the great words of the Revelation, especially these words: "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God." It does not get any better than that. Because of Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us. Blessed Christmas indeed. Amen. The peace that passes all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Emmanuel, to life everlasting. Amen. We stand now for the prayers. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, Heavenly Father, as you have caused your eternal light to dawn on our darkness in the incarnation of your only begotten Son, cause his glory to shine on us in the grace and truth of his word, that we may receive him with joy and believe in his name. Lord, in your mercy, support all pastors, O Lord, in their proclamation of Christ, be pleased through their work to bring the good news of joy and salvation to all who hear. Lord, in your mercy, be near to those who suffer persecution for the sake of your Son. As oppression seeks to quench his light in them, sustain them in the truth that the darkness cannot overcome him. Lord, in your mercy. As our families gather in this holy season, give us patience that we may be slow to judge and quick to forgive. Comfort the lonely with your presence and help us extend the welcome of our homes and the friendship of your grace. Make us mindful of those less fortunate who celebrate this blessed feast in poverty and want, and teach us to be generous. Accept with our offerings the living sacrifice of our bodies to your service and our voices in praise and thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy, your Son took up our flesh so that he might heal and restore it according to your good purposes. Let his healing hand be upon the sick and those who suffer now in our midst, especially those we bring before you in our hearts. Comfort all those who grieve this day with the truth that the babe of Bethlehem was born, so that the dead in Christ shall rise to the joys of life everlasting with him. Lord, in your mercy, grant that we may come worthily to receive the body and blood of Jesus with faith in his bodily presence for us, that we may depart with grace upon grace from his fullness, having received the forgiveness of all our sin. Lord, in your mercy. Joining in heaven's eternal praise for the revelation of your love in your word made flesh, we boldly lay all our petitions before you, dear Father in heaven, trusting that you will hear us for his sake, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated now as the tithes and offerings are collected. We stand.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
We stand to sing the post-communion hymn.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all. Thank you for coming here this morning. Thank you to all of those who played here this morning on our behalf. We give thanks to God for their talents and for your presence here. The Lord's blessings with you always.